Moncrief on News Talk.
There are a few issues that wind people up as much as the Irish language, from people who feel it's dying due to state neglect to those who feel it's now irrelevant to our lives. Kayleigh Trapp, who garnered huge internet fame for her TikTok lip sync videos, is also an ambassador for Seachtain na Gaeilge. Kayleigh, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Grand, thank you. Where did you learn Irish? Describe the circumstances of that. Because you went to an English-speaking national school.
Yeah, it's a bit of an abnormal maybe experience. I think it's very typical nowadays. But back then, I went to an English-speaking primary school, but in fourth class, as much as it's something small now, it was huge at the time that I won Gaelgorna Seachtaine for Seachtain na Gaeilge. And that was the time my dad even says that he realised I had an interest in it. And then in sixth class, I told my father again that I wanted to go to the open day for the secondary school. And he said, no, you just want the day off school. You're not going to that, because it just wasn't the thing. Mm. I went and that was it. Mine was made up. Never looked back. And one thing,
how do you mean you went? Did you met you off school? You just defied your father.
I disobeyed my father, which wouldn't have been like me, Sean, to be honest. And I went to the open day, loved the school and enrolled that day or within a couple of days anyway. And then started first year. And to the best of my memory, and it's a question I get a lot, especially being an ambassador now, people say, how was the transition? I don't remember it ever being a big deal. Mm. And that's the thing that I'm taking with me now with this role I have, is that children, teenagers, especially those early years, you're like a sponge, you soak it all up. And unless it's explicitly told to you all the time that this is such a big deal and how are you adjusting to this, and you're nearly planting a seed there, I just got on with it and soaked it up. And I don't remember it ever being an issue. Mm. And sometimes I think we probably draw too much attention to it being a subject on its own, or talking about it, like you said there, a dying language, whatever else, where it's just, I just feel like if we had a little bit more of a positive approach and got on with things and tried our best as teachers, as students, that it would be a lot more easier to soak up and handle.
Should we be teaching it at all? By which I mean, that doesn't mean it's not present mm-hmm. in schools, but particularly in national schools, it's not like it's time to speak Irish now.
Yeah.
Rather than you pepper it through, perhaps while you're teaching maths and yes. English and all the other things, rather than formalising it. Yeah. And that seems to what have bred, historically, most of the hostility towards it.
And that's the problem, you see. I think that maybe I'm speaking for maybe the older generation here, in which when you were taught it in school, like I could speak to my parents, my grandparents, aunties and uncles, it was explicitly taught as a subject, and it was, let's take out our Irish books now. And it was nearly drilled into you I hate to say it, but in a pretty boring way. Where now I feel, especially when I was in teacher college, the approach is so much more different. It's supposed to be fun, inclusive. And like you just said there, Sean, it's ficha fucha, like it's put throughout the day. Instead of being, this is Irish time. Like for me, I was a primary school teacher for 5 years, and I would be talking Irish nearly sometimes more than English. It just depends. I wasn't in a Gael school as such, but I still thought it was so important that the kids just did it without noticing they were doing it. I was Mook na Sulchi, Oscail an Doras, Fai Shaw Dum, and they literally wouldn't bat an eyelid. And then I feel like that translates then to when they move on to secondary school, if they've been reared to have been spoken to as Gaeilge here and there, and it was the norm for them, then it won't be as big of a problem when it comes to the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert. Because I know a lot of young people do struggle with that, mm-hmm. find it very hard to pick up. But I do feel like those early years are so fundamental in which soaking up the language, and if we did it in a natural way that they weren't aware that they were learning it, then that would be the best way to approach it.
Just to be contrary, though, I've interviewed lots of people about the Irish language over the years, and there are always people who can speak Irish and they do so effortlessly mm-hmm. and they're speaking and then they're addressing people who would have struggled with it or still struggle with it. And there's obviously you'd a natural aptitude for it. You probably have a natural aptitude for languages in general. And so there's a kind of a bit of a come on, you know, it's easy. It's not that hard at all. But people are listening going, yes, it is. So yeah. I've just given up.
Yeah, it definitely falls in both sides of the argument there. I do agree with that. I actually said it, I've mentioned this a couple of times, to Dahi O'Shea one time. I said, Joe Dahi, I'd be afraid of even my standard of Irish, you know, getting the words right in the right order, getting your tenses, getting your mochanilach, whatever it is, your shavus, your urus, even from me or for people I know, and that there would be nearly a natural kind of, people might be embarrassed to speak the Irish they do have, even if it is a little bit. And he would say, like, if you understand me and I understand you, that's communication. information, a lot of the time people are reluctant to speak it, but they understand it. And I think there is, it's on both sides. We have to, as Gaelgeoir, have to respect that other people don't speak it, and it's, and vice versa. But I do feel like there probably is a lack of respect for people who have no interest in it towards people who do love it and want to see it live and well. Mm. And I personally just appreciate any little effort, whether it's Pass Me the Banya there, Kayleigh, or just Giedich, Faltero, Gurmaigat. You only have to look at Cillian Murphy there at the Oscars. He said Gurmila Maigav. Now, it's very simple, but I'd say it hit hard or hit home for everybody to hear that. And it, whether you're a Gaelgeoir or not, you'd appreciate
probably people
that.
In Hollywood thought he was having a stroke.
I just feel like as Irish people, it just makes you so proud to be Irish when you hear any little effort like that.
Yeah. That thing about the confidence that there's, would it be fair to say that even, you know, there's the national school teachers would have varying degrees of proficiency in the language and therefore not be as confident about teaching.
Absolutely. I've spoken to many teachers who would find that it's like a tick box exercise sometimes teaching Irish to get it out of the way. You know, I just wouldn't have the confidence. But I do feel that maybe if they were to understand the effect that they will have on those children in the future, that they might approach it in a different way as well. And like, if I'm only speaking from experience, I graduated from St. Mary's University in Belfast, and I know it's the same with every type of teaching college, but you have to have a certain level of Irish to pass or to get your teaching qualification. So if you've got that far, you must have it in your back pocket. You wouldn't be able to qualify without it. So use it and don't be afraid to use it as much.
Why can't people who love Irish just love it and leave the rest of us alone? Some people are perfectly happy to not speak or want our children to speak it.
So that person's saying they don't want their children to speak it, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay, but I suppose you can't really make that decision for your children. And I grew up with two parents who didn't have speak Irish. My dad has a little bit, but my mum studied in the north, never did have Irish, but it didn't stop her from supporting me. Mm. And it didn't mean that I couldn't do my Uberwalia or I couldn't go to a Gael school. So it doesn't really matter. You just have to be respectful on both sides.
Yeah. That generation, though, of parents. Now, I don't speak Irish because I was born in England.
Yes.
I was 12 when we moved back from England. So my parents felt he'll never be able to catch up. So there was a kind of a dispensation you could get. Mm. So during the Irish class, I had to sit at the back of the room and, you know, ostensibly study French, while this woman who wore these horrendous wool suits would just march up and down, getting them to repeat things after her, which I discerned were lines from Peg. And, you know, which is depressing.
Thank goodness that's not on the Leibniz curriculum anymore.
And she would do it in the most depressing way possible. God, I could see why you wouldn't want that, or why your mind would eject any of that information as soon as you were finished.
Of course. And I think I'm sure yourself, even though you've been through that, you'd probably recognise now that that's not the way things are done. And that's what I mean. Even though you might not have had the best experience yourself growing up, times have changed like everything else. It's not like that anymore.
Oh, no, it shouldn't absolutely be like not. That. No. But for that generation,
yeah,
though,
for sure,
it's kind of Irish lost to them.
Probably.
In a way.
And that's okay. And it's okay to have your own opinion. But I'm just thinking of the next generation coming up. Don't ruin their chances as such. And don't have a negative approach. My whole approach to the ambassadorship this year was that I want to draw more of a positive mentality towards Irish language, because we're very good at celebrating being Irish in other ways, going for pints, going to the, you know, different things, talking about how we're so proud to be Irish. And I don't understand then how on the flip side of that, we're not proud of our languages as well, some of us. And you know, all you have to do is spend a couple of weeks at the Gael Talk and you'd be speaking Irish forever.
What I meant though about that older generation is they probably left school with a hostility towards Irish, but then maybe as the years went on, kind of then have a bit of regret.
Okay.
And maybe don't have the time or the energy to go back and learn it again. So there's a kind of a sadness, I think, for a certain generation of Irish people.
Absolutely. Like, even my dad would say the same thing. He's gone back and tried to learn it. And I know you said earlier about it can be difficult to get your head around the levels of Irish. But I just think if you feel like it's you're too late in the game, you're not, even if it is just your conversational Irish, throwing in a couple of fuckle here and there, it just shows that you're proud of your heritage, and that's what I appreciate when I'm talking to somebody.
I live in Derry, just started learning Irish. I'm 60. I'm
Fair
loving it. My daughter regrets not doing it in school. There are many older people in my class. It's a beautiful language. John in Limerick says, we came back to Ireland when the kids were 9 and 7. They came home after the first day of school saying the teacher was speaking a funny language. We told them it was a very special language and would be cool to speak it. We left it at that. They both got A1s in Honours Irish. Me, I suffered the old school way of learning Irish. I haven't a word of it. Says John, that's such a shame.
Interesting, the two perspectives, though.
Isn't there such a shame? Yeah.
It is a shame, but I do believe, and it's easy for me to say this, but it's never too late. It isn't too late.
It wouldn't do any harm, though, if that couple of fuckle that you mentioned, that say it, you know, international rugby matches or those big events where you know, there could be anything up to a million Irish people watching it. You don't hear a word of Irish at those things.
No, that's interesting. That's an interesting point. And especially, I feel like nowadays, like I was talking about Cillian Murphy there, I feel like any sort of celebrity, high status people who do speak Irish are freely talking it a lot more. So it's something we probably should be embracing at events like that. And it's people like me, or people in the industry, Grainne, Andrew, the other ambassadors who are trying to push for those things at the minute to see more of it, because there are people out there who speak it, like look at Paul Mescal last year, everything like that. So I think we need to welcome Irish into those events a lot more.
Do you get the opportunity to speak Irish that often? Because you live in Dublin now.
Yeah, I live in Dublin now. Yeah. I would with Limacardia. And funny, I was saying even there, every step I've taken in my life so far, through school, through college, through teaching, I've always had Irish as the forefront from when I was 12, when I went to secondary school. And when I went full time with the social media, I panicked that could be the end of it now. Like, who speaks Irish online? And I thought, well, if I can't find the opportunity, then make the opportunity. So that's why I feel like as an ambassador now, I get to push it. And then since that, I've had so many opportunities to speak it with the people like-minded. As you know, as soon as I told people I spoke Irish, the opportunities came flowing in. So it's just great. And if you want it, you'll find it. If you go looking for it, you'll find it.
But say in the normal course of a day, do you get much of a chance to use it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. Because I'm still friends with a lot of my Gaelscoil friends, Gaeltacht friends, and then the likes of Grainne and Andrew. And if I know you have some level of Irish, and if you know I have, the general thing is to start conversing in Irish. And even if it is somebody who doesn't, I would always just throw in my couple of fuckle, because I know that they'll get it, they'll understand it. And I just feel like as an ambassador now, it's very important for me to do that as well.
Yeah, apparently Just Eat have an ad in Irish now.
I didn't know that
either. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I think so.
Yeah, there you go. Fair juice to Just Eat. Kayleigh, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Kayleigh Trapp there. How are the videos going and all that?
Going well. I've done some Ask Gaeilge as well, which is another ball game altogether. Well, it's not even. It's actually just as easy.
Yeah.
But they're going well. I know I was torturing my brother and my mother over the weekend for a Mother's Day video that seems to be doing well, but to her expense.
Because it's your face as much as anything else. Like, do you spend a lot of time looking at yourself in the mirror to get the expressions right?
I wouldn't be one bit vain if that's what you're suggesting, Sean.
No, but I mean from the point of view of, you know.
Yeah, no, I would never know. I've never actually looked in the mirror at my face. It's more so I could be watching you here now and I'm like, oh, he's got this, he does this, he jerks his shoulders, he raises this eyebrow. I observe people a lot more. A lot of it subconsciously, though. I wouldn't actually, you know, sit down for a coffee with my friends and start studying their faces, but I pick up on people's habits now a lot quicker. And I love when you see a person on TV, be it or online, who has a specific face and you just go, yes, that's one I can work
with. And do you have to resist the temptation? Because I'm no doubt people will say, go back and do this one. But, you know, because there are favourites that were huge hits for you.
Yeah, and the favourites are always there. And I love going back doing Roy Keane and whatever else. But I do find I get such a buzz out of finding a new character. And that's kind of the beauty of what I can do. You can nearly do it for anybody, but there's some people who just hit differently, like Peter Crouch and the likes.
Yeah.
They have just a very specific character traits, and I get such a kick out of those ones. So it's like anything, you enjoy doing them all, but there's certain ones that just give you that feel good factor.
Will you go back? Excuse me. Will you go back to teaching at all?
That's the next question. Like, I'm on career break, so it's always an option. I loved it. Why fix something that's not broke? But I felt like strike while iron's hot with this. And My love always growing up was acting, and in a weird, very bizarre way, that's kind of what I'm doing. So I'd love to dip into that, or presenting of some sort, and just go for it now. Because being from Monaghan when I was growing up, it was very supportive in everything. But at the same time, I was like, I couldn't do that. Sure, that's too far-fetched for me. So now that I have the chance.
Have you got any offers yet?
I'm not saying nothing yet. Cillian Murphy may watch out.
Okay, Kayleigh, thanks for coming into us. Kayleigh Trapp there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.